But then once the Italians were eliminated, then the Germans came and they put a couple of tanks in the Jewish quarter, and of course we were terrified, and so we kept quiet and things was calm. Now we knew that we were in the hands of the Germans. The first thing that they did was to put manifestos that in Italian and in German, and to change our food rations in dual language, and also the picture of everyone in and their religion. So they issued new cards. We were in war, at war, so we had to have booklets of rations in order to be able to obtain food, bread or whatever it is. But in the meantime, we were being bombed by Americans and British who came from nearby island, I believe, Malta or Cyprus or both. So in as much we were being bombed, we were praying after the raid, as you said, behind the synagogue. You know, we used to cry, but we used to go to inside the walls that the Crusaders built, that was the shelters. So we used to have a knapsack always ready. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we spent hours and hours there, especially when there was a full moon. That was the time for bombing. But bombing could happen anytime. In fact, the last one that happened, that the bad one, was the first day of Pesach, 1944. Mm-hmm. And several Jewish people died because really, since the Jewish quarter was located very close to the port of embarkation. So we got the worst. Homes, people died.
How did the people get rounded up to be deported?
It was very simple. We really acted like a bunch of sheep. Just fear. Fear. What can we do when we never had a gun? We were not fighters. First day I'm talking about the first days of July, around the 10th or the 12th, something like that. They asked a truck with loudspeakers. They came to the Jewish neighborhood and they said all the men from 14 years of age up to 60 or so to come to the, now everything was in German. And they need workers to plant vegetables. Alright, so all the men obeying, they went there. So we hoped that in the evening, we believed that in the evening they would come back home. Instead, they never came back. The following morning, that same truck came with a loudspeaker saying all the women and children should come and present themselves to them. Headquarters, that was the Italian headquarters, now it became the German headquarters. And don't bring any luggage. By luggage I mean suitcases. Take your knapsack and any food that you have, bring it with you. Of course, whom are we going to ask questions? We were terrified. And somehow we found that the best thing is not just to obey. And so we collected everything and we went on our own volition. And there were also that for everyone who is not coming, we were killed men. So who wants to put their father or brother or cousin in jeopardy? So we went there. We were naive, really. We thought that even if we did not go, we were all in one neighborhood. We were caught there, really. We had no home, and we were afraid of harm. Mm-hmm. So why if they take 10 men and they kill them? We don't want to have the responsibility of having created the death of other people.
Right.
So we believed what they said, and we went there. Mm-hmm. And they kept us there for 3 days mm-hmm. in that big building. We had running water, no food. We had toilets, and that's all.